Hello, so we're sitting here with Michael and Nick and David.
Yo, what's up? This is the Butch edition of our audio boo cast.
I don't know if it is that, actually. But anyway, we were talking about the Adderall test. So can you tell us, Michael, about the Adderall test? You said it's four questions. What's the first?
Come on, bro.
I think you said...
I can't do it.
You can't do
it. I get audio shy.
Just talk like you're going down on a girl's pussy.
I heard that's like eating an avocado. My lesbian girl told me that. Really ripe one.
Like, that's like slicing the avocado. Take the pit out.
No, eating it like hamster.
What if you ate, like, took a bite of avocado and then just, like, went down on a girl and, like, was like,
ugh. With the avocado?
Yeah.
I bet it really moisturized her pussy. It's really good, probably really good.
I could use that for a blowjob, because, you know, like, have you ever been with someone who, like, is jacking you off, and they're, like, it's almost like they're treating your dick like it's some sort of jackhammer?
Yeah, this isn't made of silicone. If you didn't buy this at the adult video store.
Look, this is, not a, this is not a flashlight.
It's
okay?
Like those IKEA hammer tests in the chair, where they're like, tick, tick, tick.
All right. So
anyone have an avocado?
I'm sure there'll be plenty there tonight.
No, tonight we are going to the masquerade
at the Swedish embassy.
And Nick is not because he doesn't think ahead.
So you're not going?
I didn't know.
I told you earlier in the week.
It's okay. I have important pre-parties to go to.
Important
people.
But tell me about this this guy from out of town or in town.
What's up? Which guy from out of town? Who? What?
There's some guy that the other
guy... Oh, yes. There is a cute boy who's a friend of a friend. He's like 21.
Rock the cradle!
Yeah. And we're supposed to hang out, and the problem is I don't have his number. So all I have is a Facebook contact.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is... You know, the time it takes for someone to actually read their Facebook and get a message.
A little better than MySpace.
Well, I mean,
if you MySpace someone,
MySpace.
Like,
yeah.
For me, if someone MySpace messaged me, like, I'll find it 6 months later and they have a boyfriend and, you know, they live in, you know,
yeah.
Wherever.
Ukraine. Or Toledo. Yeah.
They live in Toledo and they've adopted children.
Yeah. Or they are an adopted child. More likely on MySpace, let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So with Facebook. I don't know if he's ever gonna get this message, so I don't know what to do.
So,
I mean,
but why don't you call your friend and see
get it relayed
him,
or something?
No, get him to like give you the.
His
number.
Friend's in New York. I feel like it's kind of.
He's
what,
yes,
you think
he's
it's
in
worth
New York.
It?
Yeah,
I guess it's an emergency.
It's an emergency.
It's a gay emergency.
It's a gay emergency.
Okay. Well, I guess we've solved that issue. I'm gonna call my friend. You'll call
now
this
let's
kid.
Let's get on to like
work
real peace.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. This is Diane Reem.
Yeah, but we have more to cover, I know.
Well, what else? What were you talking about before?
What was I talking about before?
Well, we were talking about Diane Reem.
Yeah.
And
I love her. Hello!
Yeah. And how you're gonna get Diane Reemed tonight.
This is... Hello, this is the Diane Reem show. Yeah. I would like to be Diane Reem.
I want to meet her. I mean, I wish you could meet her tonight.
Let's talk like her all night.
Did I...
I think I will have the same disease she has if I try to talk like her the rest of the night.
No, I try to talk like her and I cough. But no, did I tell you about the butt pirate story?
No.
Well, I went to a Halloween party and I was going as Charlie from Lost. And there, I met a butt pirate there and he's like, oh, I'm a butt pirate. And he was like dressed up like a pirate. And I was like, oh, what's a butt pirate? And I was in line for the bathroom and the door opened and he pushed me into the bathroom. And he pulled off my pants, he turned me around, and he started, like, eating my ass out. And I was like, oh, so that's what a butt pirate is. So, I mean, it was a little awkward, and when he was done, I...
How do you know when you're done?
I don't know. Like, a minute or two went by, and I pulled up my... I feigned surprise, I pulled up my pants, and kind of, like, left the party, because it was a little awkward. So, anyway, well, we're coming up on... 4.5 minutes. So thanks for joining us on Saturday night.
Hear the rest of the story and the lab test that ought to be taken out.
We're gonna join you back for Sunday brunch in Baltimore. We're gonna go to Baltimore.
In Baltimore, and we'll be drunker.
Drunker.
Sunday brunch in Baltimore?
Yes.
And maybe there'll be crime. We'll probably be crime in Baltimore. So.
Yes. All right. Love you guys.